Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reefa. How are you doing? I'm amazed on what we're going to be creeping into April already. I mean,
and we have an early Easter this year. Easter is in March.
Early Easter, and times are changing. Do you feel like maybe times are in the news and everything? It's like a crazier world. It's a faster paced world. Or do you think people thought this every generation? It's just because the news is so up to date, and Cox Cable, we get news so fast, so directly from other countries all over the world. Do you think it's just par for the course, or do you think it's crazier today than it was?
Well, I think every generation thinks it, but I think it's more true than it's ever been before. Now, it's just we've got so much information coming at us all the time from so many sources. We have so many television stations. We have so many news stations. We have the internet. We have instant messages. We have Facebook. There's just way too much information overload.
Yeah, that's why I think the vacationing scenario is going to become more popular. But then again, if you go on vacation, you could take all this news with you with the phone. So you got to be careful.
Well, that's just it. Vacation isn't vacation anymore, because all of the information is with you at all times.
Yeah.
A friend of mine lost their phone just before they went on a trip. And
they decided,
I can go without my phone. And
yeah.
It was like a domino effect. They got to the airport a little late, and because they didn't have their phone, they couldn't take their ticket. They had to check in. Got caught up in a line. They ended up missing the plane. They couldn't call home because they didn't have a phone.
There's no more pay phones anywhere. Yeah.
And, you know, it just compounded itself. And so finally he had to go home and actually find the phone. He ended up having to drive on his trip instead of taking the short plane ride.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And because he didn't have his phone, he couldn't check to see the availability of other flights from other airlines.
Right.
It was just a mess. So he said, I've got to find my phone.
You can't find a payphone anywhere. They're just all gone.
No. So ultimately he had to find his phone before he went on the trip. So, yeah, we take it with us no matter where we go. So it doesn't matter. But that brings us up to our hot topics.
Oh, yes. It's hot topic time, everyone. And we do have interesting hot topics.
Well, I guess we don't have any hot topic intro music.
There we go.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic. Well, Obama is in Cuba. I think there's a lot of mixed feelings about that. Cuba has been, I don't want to say our enemy, but we've been estranged from Cuba for so many years, and I'm not really sure what's changed that all of a sudden now that we're going to be friends with Cuba again. But Obama's there. They're talking about opening up trade, and they've already opened it up so people can go there for vacation, and Obama took his entire family there, so they're kind of vacationing as they do whatever presidents do. And I'm not sure how I feel about this. You know, I'm not really well-versed in Cuba, but I know that they're accused of doing a lot of humanitarian crimes, and the people there are still really protesting the government. And I don't know that it's America's place to be the world police. I definitely don't think that America should be the world police. But at the same time, do we sanction someone that we have not sanctioned for so many years? It's the first time an American president has been to Cuba in something like 88 years, which is a really long time for no American president to go anywhere. So I don't know. I think it's something that we all should kind of pay attention to and look at. I know lots of people are excited about going to Cuba. I can't imagine why, though. Cuba can't be that exciting of a place. It's been pretty isolated. You see the pictures, and they've got the old 1950s and 60s cars still going on. They haven't had a lot of new construction. I can't imagine that they have a lot of tourist stuff there, although other countries have been, you know, vacationing in Cuba. So I would imagine they have some stuff. But I think it's a very interesting scenario that we have going on that we're reconciling with Cuba. So we'll have to keep our eyes open for the next few days and just see how that works out. And what's your hot topic today, Jim?
Well, that's basically what it is, Rita. I think we have so much high tech, so much in the area of, you know, automobiles and with the cutting edge, this and that. I think it's going to be the intrigue that's going to draw people, and actually the location, too, that's, you know, people like Florida, to that little island off of Florida. And it's just going to draw a lot of intrigue. And basically, you know, Castro had the repressive regime over the years, treated people terribly. That's why so many people would get in their boats, come over here, risk their lives to get to the United States. And like Cruz had a bad, you know, what he said about the regime. There's a lot of bad feelings. And now that Castro's faded away, he's getting old, his brother's in power, I think there's more of a door to opportunity opening up there. So it's going to be, like I said, going into the past, open up trade, but it's going to be a culture shock for the people there. New technology, you know, tourism, it's going to change the pace there, 180. It's going to be such a dramatic change. And the one thing that will happen is people are going to be anxious to go over there, see all these cars and everything. It's like going to the past, like I said. And I think these cars will start disappearing. Investors will start buying them all up. And then, you know, the income will go up, and then they'll be introduced to, you know, to the new age, and we'll see how it affects them. Moving on to the poll results, in the almost soap opera race, one of the most interesting races that I can remember. I mean, there's been some interest. This is totally like what you'd call it, kind of a soap opera. In Utah, Cruz was sitting in at 240. What was he? He had about 42%, Kasich 13, Trump 21. And with the Democrats, Sanders beat out Clinton 52-44. Down in the primary March 20th, Trump was 64, Cruz 12, Kasich didn't come in with much at all. And then the Democrats, Clinton 71, rolled over Sanders with 23. Dropping down over to Arizona, Trump 31, Cruz 19, Kasich 10. So Trump's been taking the lead most often, and Clinton's still ahead 50-24 in Arizona. And in Florida, everybody was interested back when Rubio was still in the race, but disappointing to him, he didn't even get his own state. Trump took, I think it was around 42%. Rubio came in second when he was running at 27, Cruz 17, Kasich 9. Hillary 60 over 34 with Sanders. So Hillary's going to probably take the nomination, and Trump should take nomination of Republicans, but the problem is they're trying very desperately to block him out. But what can you do? I mean, you know, they're saying he won't get enough numbers. The GOP is meeting with the GOP, and they're trying to figure out if they should accept or reject him. So he's meeting with them today. We'll see how that goes. Maybe you could sway him a little bit. His family wants him to be a little bit more presidential when he has his talks. And his response is, look, I'm not going to be a stiff shirt like Romney. But, you know, the Democrats are trying to weigh in all the, you know, all the statements he's been saying. Sports tidbits.
Well, the thing that I've never seen before in a campaign is someone's own party turning on them like the Republicans have turned on Trump. They have these PACs that are spending millions of dollars in hit ads against Trump.
Yes.
And I mean, I've heard some of them. They aren't running them really here in California yet, but they're running them back east, and I've heard some of them on the news. And it's really funny because the things that they're trying to use against Trump seems to be the things that are working for him. So they talk about the bad language he used. I heard one where they just beeped out almost every word.
Yeah.
And you can't tell whether he's really cursing there or not because they're just beeping it out. But kind of what people, the people that are voting for him, that's kind of what they like about him. So I
they're so tired of politically correct. They're washed out with the politically correct thing, and nothing's happening. And Trump's not, you know, he's not funded by all these groups, so he doesn't have, you know, won't have the control. And I think that's part of the worry is they want control, and he's been funding his own stuff, so he can kind of do things the way he thinks they should be done. My concern is everybody criticizes him, but who's going to stand up to this trade imbalance? This is, like, really serious. It's been serious for years. The outsourcing, we're losing our businesses in big ways, and even more taking off now. You can't keep sustaining a government when everything's going out of country. That's kind of a dangerous thing. But anyway,
well,
we've become a consumer
nation instead of a supplier nation, and we can't afford to just be a consumer nation. I remember back in the day when it was, you know, made in America, and that's just no longer an issue.
That's a rare commodity. Oh, look, it's made in America. Oh, oops, that was one of my old sweaters. Okay.
Right.
Anyway,
exactly.
It's, we're moving into commercial time, Reith. We got to get a sponsor going here. Hello, is there any commercial out there? Tick, tick, tick. Are we coming
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to easywaybroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. easywaybroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit easywaybroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. And to get to the easy way, it wasn't easy for Eric. You're talking 18, 20 hours a day of not-so-easy work. He'd work very hard to make it easy with people.
He's young, though, so he can do it. Speaking of young, happy birthday, Eric Zulli. It's
a belated birthday.
He had a birthday, what was it, this Saturday?
March 18th.
March 18th, and he's, what, 32?
I think he's going on about 60. The way he works. But happy birthday.
It's going to wear him down, but he's still young.
Oh, yeah. Reeva, the thing is, you see these brick-and-mortar buildings, like there's a building I used to work with, and it's hundreds of cubicles. Why couldn't these people just sit at home with their computer, and the company could actually save a lot of money by having all their employees just stay at home and doing their business. And I think a lot of that's happening now. But,
there are a lot of people working out of their homes. The problem is a lot of the millennials especially are not self-motivated. So if they don't physically come into the office, they just don't do the job. I even heard, it was really funny, I heard the other day that millennials are so entitled that this guy told his boss that he had to take a week off because someone had died. And so the boss gave him the week off, and he immediately went home and the next day and posted on one of his social media how he was just sick and tired of being at work and he needed some time off. And so he told his boss that someone died, and they hadn't died. And, of course, it got back to the boss, but the boss was a millennial, so he didn't fire him. He just gave him a warning.
Warning ticket.
Exactly. So, yeah, everybody's not self-motivated enough to work on their own, but Eric is highly self-motivated. He does all kinds of stuff.
Well, the thing is, people are amazed, and these are people that have been in business for a long time. And they, you know, they're in marketing, they're in computers, so, you know, in show business, whatever, business. And they're calling them up, and these are people that really know their stuff. And they're asking them, okay, we have the cutting edge stuff. What's beyond the cutting edge? You know, how are we tying all this together to make it even more networking powerful or whatever? And that's where you'd be, kind of like a little bit beyond that stuff. But
there's so much stuff going on now. I tell my friends about some of the stuff, and they're just amazed. I mean, I'm amazed that people don't have Facebook or Twitter, but there are people that honestly don't have Facebook or Twitter. I talked to some people over the weekend, and they just looked at me like I was a unicorn. It's like, you know, you're kidding me. You actually do this stuff? And when I mentioned Periscope, they have no idea what I'm talking about. But Periscope is the latest thing. And Eric Periscopes, you guys Periscope when you're out to eat and Periscope at events. And for those of you who don't know what Periscope is, it's like you can have your own live TV broadcast any time of the day or night. And your followers can watch what you're doing real time. And you can watch people all over the world. A friend of mine was telling me about somebody's Periscope, and they were driving around Rome, and they were just showing things that were in Rome, real time.
It's amazing. It's some of it's good, some of it's bad. You know, you get so many good people on there, and then you get the boats on there that they got to do the negative stuff. And it's just, and you know, you got to stay on top of it. I don't know if I'd want to be a CEO of some of these companies, because when something comes out and it's high tech, another entity will come out, like the scenario with Blockbuster. You know, you go there and you get to rent all the movies, and then that was, you know, outdated, and then they came out with the Redbox, and somebody else comes out with something else. There's always a new way, new cutting-edge way to get your business out there with Twitter. You know, the Twitter and the Facebook and all that, I feel bad. Guys, I'm sorry about the Facebook thing, because I got people doing the Facebook with me, and I just don't have time to do a lot of the response with this kind of stuff. I don't know where people find the time to sit on Twitter and all these things and to get involved with that. I don't have time.
I was at lunch yesterday, and one of the ladies told one of the other ladies, put your phone down. And thank God she didn't know me well enough to say it to me, because I still periodically through lunch was checking my text and checking my email. So we do. It becomes a second job. It really does.
Yeah. It's you know, I guess if you balance it out, of course there'd be more positives. But you know, my concern is, how does this internet thing work? Is it, I mean, are we connected to all this information via a satellite, or, I mean, how do we get all this stuff on this little pad that's sitting on our lap, or the little iPad?
Well, that's just it. It's in the cloud. It's, you know, and most of us have no idea what the cloud really is.
It's just
out there. There's all this information. It's stored all these different places. I have 128 gigs on my phone. 128 gigs is just a ridiculous amount of storage space. for someone to have. That's like 100,000 times the amount of memory I had on my first computer. It's unbelievable.
That's amazing. And look at you said you're behind with your email. You said you're behind with your email, and I couldn't believe it when you said that because I'm 34,000 unread emails because I get tied in with Eric's, and he gets just hundreds and hundreds a day, I think. But, you know, that weighs down on your phone, so you have to get a bigger storage on your phone.
Well, you have to put it on a server. There's ways.
Yeah.
That's just it. Most of my emails, even though they show up on my phone because I have all this space on my phone, which most people don't. The average person has between 16 and 32 gigs on their phone, which is a lot of space, or at least it was at one point. I have all this other space, but a lot of my stuff stays stored on the cloud or it's stored on the server. Like, I still have AOL. People laugh. It's like no one has AOL. I still have AOL, but one of the reasons I have AOL is because it's those emails on the server. And I actually pay for my email so that it can store all of that email and I don't have to worry about it going away. I need this, I don't know. But I do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's my concern, Rita. We're just unbelievably, the military, the hospitals, individually for business, totally reliant on this internet thing. What happens if there's like some kind of shortage? I mean, you know, if the plug comes unplugged or if there's a, and this thing gets shut down, a glitch or whatever happens, it's so, can the system get overloaded where there's so much information? What do people do if they wake up and everybody goes online and there's like nothing there?
Well, they've had movies and TV shows about it. And I think it might be a real glimpse into the future, that there is the possibility. I mean, when you look at the old Time Machine movie, which happened to be one of my favorite movies.
Oh, me
and
too.
It was before all the tech. Yeah, the Morlocks. Well, that was before all this technology existed, but it still, he went into the future where all the technology had been wiped out. And we didn't even know about computers and things like that. And it was a totally different society. And, of course, they've had lots of different movies since then and TV shows about
Planet of the Apes, about the future, when he sees the Statue of Liberty buried in the sand, you know?
Exactly. Well, when all the technology and they go back to riding horses and no automobiles. And you know, so it's a real possibility. And they've told us time and time again that you need to be prepared for that, and we don't really prepare for it, and we really should. But that brings us up to tech time, matter of fact, even though we've been talking about tech stuff.
Yes,
tech time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, we've really kind of covered the tech stuff, but I just wanted to briefly talk about the Apple announcement today, which is actually going on even as we speak. Apple is making their March announcement. They make two announcements a year, and their announcement for the spring is happening today. It started at 10 o'clock. Nobody's expecting anything really big or new. They're going back to the 4-inch iPhone, so they're probably going to come out with the iPhone 5 SE, which sounds like they're going backwards. I mean, we've all, not all, but those of us that got the new iPhone got the 6. This is like the third time they've revisited the 5. So, you know, if people say, well, should I get the new iPhone? If you've got a 6, why would you go back to a 5, even though it will have improvements? But, you know, you really don't need to go back to get a new iPhone if you have a 6 or even if you already have a 5. It's only the people that are still stuck in the 4s, which really basically don't even work well anymore, that need to upgrade to the new iPhones. They're going to come out with a new 9.7-inch iPad probably. Again, do you need a new iPad? Probably not. I personally have 3 iPads because I upgraded to iPads. And they all basically do the same thing. if you have a relatively new version of the iPad, you don't need to upgrade to this. And the iPhone Watch didn't catch on like they expected it to, so they're just upgrading the bands probably for the iPhone Watch. I can't imagine why anybody really needs an iPhone Watch. Like I said, I used to be a first adapter to everything, but I've learned the hard way that I don't need to buy everything as soon as it gets on the shelf. I don't need to help it fly off the shelf. But if you're interested in seeing what the new iPhone stuff is, you can go to Apple.com after, of course, our show, and you can see what they're introducing. But it doesn't look like any big changes are going to be made. And the next time will be in September, and we'll wait and see what comes out in September. But Apple, you know, as we know, Apple's been engaged in this war with the government about unlocking the terrorist phone. I'm on the side that you can't make a private company force them to make an app that's going to give a back door to technology. I just don't think it's a good idea. I don't think Apple is being anti-government or anti-American. I think it's just a bad precedent to set, because that information, once it's created, it will get into the wrong hands. I don't care what anybody says. It will get into the wrong hands. So who knows how that's actually going to turn out. We'll find out sooner or later. But nothing real new happening in the tech world today, I don't think. At least not with Apple.
Boring day in the tech world. Okay.
And that brings us to Jim's Gems.
Well, guys, just a little update of weather. Well, we'll travel. We'll put it
travel. Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim's from Jim.
Jim's from Jim. Jim's a little travel advisory here for you people that are maybe traveling to New England. There's a foot of snow, half a foot of snow that was dropped down there. So check the situation if you're traveling. And that little sports tidbit I was going to throw at you, take a guess. The NFL could play a game in what state? Japan, England, China, or South America? Okay, those of you that think China. Well, no, it's China. In 2018, actually the NFL, now talking about an expensive venture, but they can afford it. The NFL is planning on playing a game in China 2018, so that'll be kind of exciting. And moving on to the grand launch here. Well, excuse me. This is going to be exciting. Eric's been just really working hard on this along with his team. There's so many people putting this studio launch together. This is, you know, I've been at the studio many times. It's being remodeled. It's being restructured. There's so many people involved in this. It's going to be very exciting on the 26th. Just to touch base a little bit. Confirmed celebrities are Andy McPhee from the Sons of Anarchy. You remember the Sons of Anarchy? And Shane Sparks, the ABDC judge, dance choreographer extraordinaire, etc. Christine Devine, Fox 11 News, Aretha Gray. No, I don't think Aretha Gray is going to be there, but possibly.
I'm going to be there.
NBC, Lifetime, Betty White's out there, rockers. Yeah, Judge Joe Brown. Those of you who remember him, one of the most watched shows in the when he had the judge, when he had the show on the court show there, TV personality. And then Mary Desmond, American Idol, Lacey Kay, Modern Family, Evan Disney, Celebrity Magician, Ken Devil, I'm sorry, DeVos, I'm not good at names, DAVITLAN, from Borat. And Joanne Roberts opened for Justin Bieber. We got Samantha Diane appeared on The Doctors, and there's more and more and more. And then we have our press, Wire Image, Getty Images, PR Photos, Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and more, and Easy Way Broadcasting worldwide. This is going to be quite a situation over there. You know, we got the press, we got the celebrities, and it's going to be in Cerritos. This is like, see, guys, this is the thing. It's going to be in between Orange County and L.A. So it's going to draw a lot of attention. And the thing is the access. You got people, I mean, if you're inland, if you're L.A., if you're Orange County, the studio has got it all. And it's, I'll tell you, it's a lot of work putting this together. I don't know if you ever put a studio together before, but there's a lot of planning that goes into it. And, you know, it's really what's exciting is the excitement of the people that find out that, you know, where it's at, what it's what's involved, you know, with the studio itself, putting together green screen, like the ceiling being rigged for if somebody wants to do a shoot where somebody could, you know, like the karate guy glides through the air. All this is going to be put together, still in the building stages, but it's definitely a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. It's very exciting. We already had a shoot there regarding a movie, a TV series, and it's the people that are involved in it, great people. And, Aretha, we're looking forward to you coming out on the 26th, and it's just going to be really exciting. And I'll tell you, Garcia, you've been in a lot of studios. What are the things you notice, Aretha, when you go into a studio to do some kind of shoot? I mean, are there some preferences you have?
Well, yes. Studios are always big, hollow caverns, and then they fill them with whatever they want them to be. So it's almost like a magical place because
yeah.
you can walk in one studio one day and it's a house,
yeah.
walk in the same studio a week later and it's a hospital. So it's just a magical kind of place.
Yeah. Some of these sets are mind-boggling. You know, how do they – like when they did that one with the White House and, you know, let alone the Titanic, where they, I guess they actually built a ship. I mean, what goes into that? It's just – it's mind-boggling. It's so much work. And people don't realize when you're watching a movie, once you're aware of this, it's not like they went out and filmed this movie in a few hours and you're watching it. You could do one shoot. It could take several days. And the patience it takes sitting around. I don't know if the actors get credit for that. It's a lot of patience, right? I mean, you're doing a scene. They got to stop the scene, redo the set.
It just depends. It just depends. I worked on a commercial the other day, and we worked, like, straight through. Because there wasn't very much setup. It was in a wonderful house in Rancho Palos Verdes. I can't mention the product yet, but when the commercial comes out, I'll let you know. But it was a beautiful house in Rancho Palos Verdes. There were four of us ladies and a pool boy, just to let you know. And we worked straight through from the morning till the late afternoon because we were the only people in the scene. So sometimes you're sitting around for hours. Sometimes you're working back to back to back to back. It just depends. Now, we weren't in a studio. We were in this lovely house. But it doesn't matter whether they build it, the house inside a studio or you're actually on a set. It can be work, 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 or it can be sit around, work, 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 sit around. You never know.
Yeah, and it's, I guess it's a game of patience, but, there's going to be some interesting people coming to this. We got Alan Ramos and the Diversity Fusion Dance Crew is going to be there, and they're really good. And, you know, you know Mary Desmond with American Idol, and Lacey Kay
mm-hmm.
with the Modern Family pop singer, and Faithy J. Artist on Team Prep, the Team Prep scenario CEO, and we have Carmelita Pittman. You remember Carmelita? She sang at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
if people are interested in getting to the event, can they still text Easy Way to 217777?
Correct. 21 and then 37s. 21, like you got to be 21 to whatever it is, you know, what the magical word, the number 21 to drink or vote or what. And 217777. And then you put an easy way, or I think even easy, but you put an easy way. And the location is easy. It's just in the Norwalk and the 91. And it's interesting because access to the freeways, you know, you got the 5, the 91, 605, it's like right there. And so it's kind of centrally located because one time, you know, Eric had a call. They wanted him to come out and check out a studio in Castaic. And, wow, if you're doing shoots, like you may have had this happen where they want you to do a shoot somewhere, but it's so far you probably get a room and just want to stay in the location rather than driving back and forth.
Right.
You know, because it's very time-consuming when you're driving. But anyway, the launch, the 26th, it's going to be exciting. And the thing is, there will be business people there, celebrities, there will be somebody, and there's going to be a magician there. I like magicians. You've been to the Magic Castle. And
I love the Magic Castle.
It's a lot of fun, you know. But anyway, guys.
So that will be next Saturday on March 26th. I'm looking forward to it. You can check us out on RadioBoomersLive.com. Find out what's going on with us. You can go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, find out what's going on there. And you said text EasyWay to, and that's the letter E, the letter Z, Way, to 217777. And you can get all the information about everything that's going on.
3 7s, just 3. 217777, just 3 7s. And that'll bring you right in. Plug you right in, Reeve. Plug you in.
And, right, and you can check out everything that's going on Easy Way. Download the app so you can keep up with what's going on.
Yeah. And guys,
so I think that's all of our time, Jim.
That's about a wrap. But don't forget the
time
archive
flies
shows.
When we're having fun.
Time, whether it kind of seems like you're having fun or not, time flies. That's for sure. But don't forget, Reetha and I, we have all our archive shows. And guys, if you want to know about investments in real estate, retirement, where to put your money, where not to put your money, technical issues with your phones and all that, go back, check out these shows. This is a ton of information that you don't have to go shopping all over the place. It's just about everything you want is on there. We have advisors in finance, advisors how to do your taxes, when to retire, Social Security. There's so much stuff. And it's you know, the lack of knowledge can be very costly, you know. So you want to get these tips. You might be able to collect more on your Social Security or whatever the situation. There's just a lot in there, so check them out. And, guys, time's up, unfortunately, for Reetha and I. And looking forward to having you tune in next week. So till then, Reetha, we'll say au revoir, and we'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, see you Saturday, and talk to you next Monday at 10 a.m. Tell a friend.
See you then Monday, guys. So long. And,
thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.